The Vermont legislature was back in Montpelier today to continue their special session. They're trying to resolve a standoff with Governor Phil Scott over the state budget. To recap, the disagreement is over how to use millions of dollars in one-time money. Scott wants to use it to offset any property tax rate increase next year. Lawmakers want to use it for other purposes. The news this week is that the House and Senate have come out with a new proposal that does not resolve that core disagreement, but it would avoid a possible government shutdown if the sides can't come to an agreement before July 1st. For more, I'm joined now by VPR State House reporter Pete Hirschfeld. Hi, Pete.
Thank you for inviting me, Henry.
Of course. What are lawmakers putting forward this week, and why do they think it's the right plan?
So as you noted, this source of the budget impasse can really be traced to a singular disagreement, and that's how to use this $34 million in one-time money that's available for next year's budget. Phil Scott wants to use it to avoid an increase in statewide property tax rates. Lawmakers want to use it to buy down future pension obligations, and they really are just hopelessly at odds over this issue, making no real discernible movement toward each other. With the fiscal year set to expire in 4 weeks, the specter of a government shutdown has begun to loom quite large. So Democratic leaders in the House and Senate are saying, how about this? We'll pass a budget that includes all appropriations in the state budget except that $34 million that's the source of the discord, and then we can hash out that property tax fight in a separate bill altogether. It's a $5.8 billion budget. This $34 million is a tiny fraction of that, and they say this new plan allows for negotiations over this core disagreement to continue without having to worry about the truly bad things that could happen if they can't get to a deal before July 1st.
Okay, so putting this aside and taking care of everything else right now.
Yes.
So what does Governor Scott think of that plan?
Well, he isn't saying no, and given the severity of the discord between him and Democratic lawmakers in recent weeks, his receptiveness to this concept is notable in and of itself. Scott says he thinks this is an idea that could alleviate the pressure of a shutdown and sort of take that crisis off the table as a possibility, but his message on this is a nuanced one. I caught up with the governor at a groundbreaking for a company in Randolph today, and after he said he's open to lawmakers' latest proposal, he gave a caveat.
It really does depend on the details of what's included and what's not included in this budget proposal, and what there needs to be an incentive for everyone to get to the table to negotiate on the $34.5 million in tax increases on Vermonters in terms of property taxes.
So you hear there, he's saying on the one hand, yeah, I'm open to this. It sounds like a reasonable idea. On the other hand, he's saying, well, the details do matter. You got to keep in mind that the biggest leverage Scott has in this dispute with lawmakers over property tax rates, really the trump card he's holding, is that if they don't give him what he wants, then the entirety of state government potentially gets shut down. He can just keep not signing the budget that they sent him until they give him what he wants. If you take that possibility off the table, then Phil Scott's bargaining position is not nearly as strong as it would be otherwise. So you hear Scott saying there, before I sign off on this budget plan, I need to know that lawmakers are still going to have a reason to be at this bargaining table with me, still have some pressure to give me what I want. So this is by no means a done deal.
Yeah. Okay. So that's happening right now. Where does that leave us in resolving the underlying problem of this disagreement over that chunk of money?
I don't think there's any question that Phil Scott and lawmakers are closer to a resolution right now than they have been at any point during this standoff. But does it mean that the logjam has broken? I'm not sure that we can say that. There's a good chance this all falls apart. And House Republicans, for instance, don't like this concept at all. House Minority Leader Don Turner told me today that if Scott gives in and signs this budget compromise or counterproposal, then Phil Scott will really lose any hope he has of getting them to cave to his position. Maybe Scott will come to that conclusion as well. And if he does, then the sands of time on this government shutdown hourglass, I guess, are going to start falling a little bit quicker.
All right. Well, that's VPR reporter Pete Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Henry.